Jane Street used Bryce's secret Telegram channel to front-run Terra Collapse. Filings allege newly unsealed court filings allege that Jane Street, the quant trading firm best known for ETF market making, ran a private Telegram channel called Bryce's Secret to pull non-public information from Terraform Labs staff in the weeks before the UST DPEG, then use that information to offload $192 million of UST near par and short the token as the Terra ecosystem unwound. CoinDesk first surfaced the filings on May 20th, citing documents in the long-running Terraform investor litigation. The filings, summarized in the CoinDesk thread, claim the channel was used through April and early May 2022. Jane Street is accused of receiving real-time signals on Terra USD's reserve management, Anchor Protocol yield decisions, and the firm's view of its own algorithmic peg before any of that detail reached public markets. The complaint says the firm exited a long UST position at prices close to $1 and added short exposure that ultimately produced about $134 million in profit as UST broke its peg and Luna fell more than 99%. A backchannel into a $40 billion collapse UST and Luna together represented roughly $40 billion in notional value in early May 2022 before the DPEG cascade. The filings frame Bryce's Secret as the link that let one large counterparty front-run a chain of events that wiped out retail balances on dozens of exchanges and triggered the bankruptcies of Three Arrows Capital, Voyager, and Celsius later that summer. Specific allegations in the unsealed exhibits include a Jane Street trader requested confirmation that Terraform was selling Bitcoin from the Luna Foundation Guard Reserve before any disclosure to the public. Channel members discussed Anchor's 19.5% yield as economically unsustainable, while Jane Street was still listed publicly as a UST liquidity provider. The firm allegedly increased short positions on UST on derivatives venues, including Binance and FTX, while continuing to quote two-sided markets in the spot pair. Jane Street has not responded publicly to the new filings as of press time. The firm previously settled a separate $1 billion India market-making dispute and is currently fighting a civil suit from Millennium Management over trade secret claims, both unrelated to the Terra matter. The legal exposure for market makers. The Terra case has been a slow-moving probe inside the Southern District of New York. Duquan was extradited from Montenegro to the United States in late 2024 and pleaded guilty to fraud charges earlier this year. The Jane Street allegations open a separate line of exposure, civil fraud and market manipulation, claims from investors who held UST or Luna into the DPEG. Securities lawyers tracking the docket point out that crypto market makers have so far been treated as utilities rather than principals when it comes to enforcement. If a court accepts the Bryce's Secret framing, that posture could shift. The plaintiffs are asking for treble damages on the $134 million profit figure, which would put potential liability above $400 million before fees. Crypto held up on the day the filings dropped. BTC traded at $77,944, up 1.7% on the day, and ETH at $2,141, up 1.6%, as of May 21, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index at 41, neutral. The story did not move markets, but it is likely to feature in the next round of stablecoin regulation hearings on the Hill, where Senate staff have already cited the original Terra collapse as justification for the Genius Act's reserve audit rules. Knock-on for Stablecoin Trust, 3 years after the DPEG, regulated dollar-backed stablecoins are the segment of crypto that finally cleared psychological and political hurdles. Stablecoin supply hit a record $323 billion this week. The Jane Street filings sit awkwardly against that progress because they describe a market maker incentive structure that would not look out of place today. Large quant firms quoting both sides of a token while holding directional bets against the project behind it. The CFA Institute flagged exactly this conflict in a 2024 paper on crypto liquidity providers, recommending firewalls between principal trading desks and market making teams for any firm quoting a token on a public exchange. Most of crypto's largest market makers, including Jane Street, Jump, Wintermute, and Cumberland, currently rely on internal compliance walls rather than external audit of those walls. Practical takeaway: the case will not unwind UST holders' losses, but but it raises the chance that the next stablecoin failure attracts criminal, not just civil, scrutiny of the firms quoting it. For anyone routing flow through stablecoin spending cards or holding meaningful balances in newer dollar tokens, issuer transparency and the identity of the principal market makers are now items worth checking, not background detail.